Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World Podcast. It is Wednesday, December 23rd. It is almost 2 days until the Christmas holiday. What's going on, Queen?
I'm chilling. Yes, no, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Wow, December, finna be gone. Are y'all ready for this 2021? Because, baby, I'm ready. I am so ready for a whole new year. Even though 2020 was good, though. I don't care what nobody says. Through the pandemic, I'm still alive. I was still eating good, still working, still going a little places, even though I waited to the end of the 2020. But, hey, I feel good. The pandemic ain't stopped none but travel. International travel. That's the only thing that stopped. It slowed down the travel. But other than that, I can say that I was blessed throughout 2020. I definitely can say that. I was truly blessed throughout 2020. So I'm ready for
2020. 2020 wasn't a bad year. It wasn't a bad year. It had some bad times, but it wasn't a terrible year.
Yeah, it was.
We're going to jump right into our show.
Some eye-openers.
Come on. What'd you say, Queen?
It was some eye-openers.
Lots
of eye openers in 2020.
Lots of that went on. Lots of it. But we really just wanted to come on today just to have a quick show. Nothing to organize how we normally do our shows because, you know, it is the holiday and everybody got stuff going on. So and we wanted to do a call regardless just to say, you know, it's almost the new year because the next time we'll be talking to y'all, it'll be going into the new year. And we are going to have a show on the 30th. So we will speak to y'all before the new year begins. But right now, a lot of us do celebrate. A lot of people that, you know, tune to our show do celebrate Christmas and all that. So I do want to just, for those people who do celebrate it, happy holidays to you and your families. May you all be safe. You know, continue the COVID restrictions if you can. Only be around people who you know are not COVID positive. And, you know, enjoy your family and all of that. Just you know, be safe with it. Just be safe. Queen, you got any positive words for them for their holiday season before we jump into our quote of the day, fact of the day, and shit like that?
Enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy. Eat all you want. Eat all you want and just be safe. A lot of people say they ain't really going to be around family besides the ones that's actually in the house with them. But like Queen say, you know, just look, be safe out here. Truly, truly be safe. They say these numbers went up after Thanksgiving. So, guys, you know, be safe. And if you're going home, you're a college student or you just a not even a college student, just somebody traveling. Man, look here, go get a COVID test before you go to your relative's house, especially when they older relatives. Go take your COVID test before you start the travel and take you one when you come back as well. But other than that, just be safe, guys. Enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Yes, ma'am. So our quote of the day is, we got some quick stuff, and it's all about consciousness today. Just being conscious of your surroundings, being conscious of the people you're dealing with, being conscious of yourself, being conscious of your words, being conscious of your actions, being conscious of the things you put out into the universe, because you know what you give, you do receive. So today's quote of the day is, do not look for approval except for the consciousness of doing your best. Andrew Carnegie. Do not look for approval except for the consciousness of doing your best. And if you ain't did your best this year, I don't know what else to tell you, because this was a year of trying time. So every day everybody had to wake up and put their best foot forward to do their best, to be more conscious of their surroundings, being more conscious of the things that they, the money they spend, the food that they eat, the health and wealth that they're putting into their body. Consciousness has been a big thing for 2020. So a lot of people say, you know, that this was a bad year, but this made us a lot more aware of things. I think this year gave us a lot of awareness. Queen, what you think about that, Queen?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I really like that. And don't be looking for it on social media. Everybody want to be validated about something, but social media is just not well to no. Well, you know what? That kind of goes with a somebody posted something. They one of my old teachers, and he was like, "I ain't talked to you all year long. Then you come here come Christmas, and you expecting a gift." I was just, and when I read it, I had to go back and read it again. So, how you be expecting something from somebody and they ain't heard from you all year long?
Right. Right.
Come on, people.
We
got to
do better. I mean, and what we put out there is only going to be what you, you know, receive. It ain't no way that you could think that. It ain't no way that you could think that you're doing something right by just showing up if you ain't doing nothing right while you there. I mean, because, like, we think that I had to learn that support does come in many forms, but if people are always having events and you can't show up to none of the events, but you can always send a couple of dollars, okay, that's support. But sometimes it's going to boil down to where these people feel like either your event is not for them and they only want to support it monetarily, or they literally just don't want to make any time to come and support you in person.
Yeah.
At some point, those questions are going to be asked.
That's big. We had that situation with a family member, and we didn't go to the wedding of the family member. And one of my other family members just said something about it, was like, "Oh, that person's still mad because we ain't never come to their wedding." I was like, "But that's been years ago. That's been over 10, 11 years ago." And at that time, that's when people was really struggling in 20. That was like 2010, 2011, I want to say. And she was like, "Yeah, I think she's still mad." I was just like, "Well, all we could do, we didn't apologize that we wasn't there, but it was a destination wedding and really didn't have the finances to actually attend." But if I was like, "Well, they still mad, it's nothing we could do about it." But just because someone did attend something that you had, and all of these years later, you still mad about it, so you just don't attend none of the functions that nobody else have because you still
That's
mad because nobody didn't attend. Now, that to me is crazy, and it's kind of selfish,
crazy.
Too, because you got
crazy,
to get over it and keep it moving. I was just like, "Well, hey, all you can do
That's
is you, we don't apologize, and we got to keep it going." Because it ain't that serious.
Yeah, we not holding no grudge.
it ain't that serious. I can't. Man, look here. Be having me right here looking crazy to shoot. When God called me to glory shoot, Candace, you kept that on your heart? I don't need that.
I don't need that.
And then it's crazy. It's crazy. But people do. I have to tell my son that all the time.
People hold lifetime grudges now. It ain't always.
Oh, yeah.
People hold lifetime grudges. Trust me.
That's crazy. That is so crazy. But what's the fact, Queen?
So the fact of the day is consciousness is the great mystery of inner awareness. And that fact of the day came to closertothetruth.com.
Consciousness.
This stood out to me basically because, you know, quote of the day as well. But the consciousness is the great mystery of inner awareness is reading that under an actual fact made me think, okay, this sounds more like an opinion. But but that's what consciousness is. It's an awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off being an awareness of self, because once you are conscious of self, anything else around you becomes way more easier to understand once you're conscious of self. So I know the fact of the day definitely is involved with the quote of the day, but I also wanted people to be aware of the fact that when you're dealing with consciousness of, awareness of self, you have to be, and it's an accountability thing. Being way more aware and conscious of what's going on around you is complete accountability. So I think consciousness and accountability fall hand in hand. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think the fact alone speaks that if you're conscious of your inner awareness, you're definitely way more accountable for your actions and the things that you display.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people, when people say certain stuff, well, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I always be like, you know what, certain stuff I know I won't do because I know my conscience will bother me.
My morality wouldn't even allow.
Yeah, like it's gonna bother me. So I just know that's gonna bother me. I have a conscience, and all of us do, but some people they just don't care. Literally, they don't. And I ain't even gonna say don't care. They don't give a damn.
A lot of people just not even aware of what harms other people because they so self-embalmed. If you literally dealing with yourself more than you dealing with anybody else, how could you even think that you're aware of how you're harming somebody with your words? Because you so care. Only thing you hell bent on is speaking what you want to say. You ain't caring about how it's perceived.
Only worry about self. And it's a time and a place to be worried about self now. It is.
Yeah, it's a time and a place. You can't always be like, oh, because now you've made yourself more aware of self and you having so much self-love and so much self-confidence. It's a time and a place for that.
Mm-hmm.
You never turn off your self-awareness, but you always have to know when to be absorbed with you. You have to know that. In certain situations, you can't come putting yourself up on top shelf number one when things are going on around you where you're what's going on with you is not even at stake here. If you're there in a situation where you're there to help someone, you're definitely there for that reason and that reason only. It's not supposed to be, now what am I going to get out of this?
Ooh, it is. What you gonna do for me if I do this for you?
Ooh, girl, them tight. That's bothersome to my spirit.
What you gonna do for me if I do this for you?
That's so bothersome to my spirit. I don't even know how to.
I got to do something for you because I asked you to do something for me. You can't just do it and wait on the blessing because your blessing might be coming from somewhere else, not me.
Yep.
What can you do for me?
Give me your let our audiences know what your understanding of the fact of the day is.
The consciousness about being aware. We all aware of our actions. Some of us might just ignore it, but we all aware of our actions. Because if you sit and thinking, let me put it in an example. Okay, say you sitting here thinking about it, you know. Dang, I want a piece of candy as a child, I want a piece of candy from out of the store. But I know if I take that candy, I know I'm wrong. But I want it. So I'm gonna take it anyway. You know what can happen to you if you take that piece of candy. And if you get caught. You know. So why you gonna do it?
Does it seem like the right thing to do at the time just because you want it that bad? What was your commonality for even thinking that would be okay?
Because I want it.
So, So again, to put ourselves in a selfish situation,
mm-hmm,
we're thinking of self that and you harming yourself in the same time.
Mm-hmm, cause I want it. I want it. I'm gonna get it.
Crazy. I'm gonna get it.
Yep,
even
I
can't
it.
Even
I
buy it,
it,
but I'm gonna get it anyway.
I'm gonna get it anyway. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna just take it. And look. And that happened to me as a kid. That's why I can use that example. The first, oh my God! I was I can't even remember what age I was, but I know I wasn't no older than probably 7. And as a matter of fact, I had to be about 6 because we was living in Atlanta at the time, and that's what happened. The first Target I ever went in was in Atlanta, and I had to be about 6 or 7. And I took some bubblegum. Boy, I'm just smacking away. Are we still in the store now at the register? I didn't took the bubblegum. Then opened it up, smacking away, then put it in my pocket and everything. My mom was like, where you get bubblegum from? I was like, I stole it. And I don't even know if my mama remembered it. And I just stole the gum. Then took them people bubblegum. And look here, audience. Everybody on here that's listening, you done stole something from somebody, especially as a child. All of us then went in the store and had that 5-finger discount and put something in our pocket and know we wasn't supposed to.
I don't know if I ever did it that year, because I don't remember. But if it happened, it would be funny to me just because. Because it just seemed like most people I know have done that. So I think it would be funny. I'd be like, okay, that's hilarious.
Yeah. We done done it. I did it then, and we done done it as a group. Like, you know, we all, the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a lot of us. So we would walk to the bus stop when we used to have the Swanee Swifties here in Tallahassee. Oh, mm-hmm. My God, they had the best soda.
Love the Swanee Swifties.
And it was a Swanee Swiftie down that was in our neighborhood that was on. If anybody know where Appalachian Park, where the Super Walmart at, before it, the Walmart wasn't there. The Walmart was up the street where the Dollar Tree and stuff at, and it was a store that sat right there as you coming down to into the Rockbrook neighborhood, Lincoln and Appalachian, and that was the Swanee mm-hmm. Swiftie. And we used to go in the, and the white younger lady, she knew we were stealing. Mm. So she started saying, only two of y'all can come in here at a time. But we wearing mm-hmm. them starter jackets. This was middle mm-hmm. school. We wearing them starter jackets. We ended up taking candy bars and everything. Lord, forgive us because we was wrong, Lord. We know we was wrong, but kids didn't care. Didn't care. Now, I won't go in nobody's store and take that now. Baby, I'm scared of the police. I'm telling you that. No, I ain't even the police. It's the jail. Being confined in that little space that's the size of my bathroom. That's what plays in my mind. And just my mama ain't gonna come get me. She wasn't gonna come get me if I would have got. Yeah, she wouldn't have came and got me if I would have. If we would have got caught in the sixth grade, she would have made me sit down. But that stuff like that, when we know better.
You know better.
Yeah, you know better, but you knew better than that,
my girl.
Mm-hmm. But we just be like, whatever.
Try it anyway.
Because we live in the moment, right then and there. Sometimes you don't think about the consequences later. You think about the consequences later, but you're not thinking about the consequences right then and there because you're living in the moment right there.
Yeah, and we lived in the moment with everything. We pretty much did growing up.
Everything.
We made decisions completely based on right then. I ain't even playing. Now that you say that really described our life.
Yeah. I tell my kids, like, y'all y'all don't even, like, y'all pretty good kids compared to us. I said that to my client today. We was talking about something. Me, her, and her son-in-law and her daughter. And I was, because her dad, she was saying that her dad was the superintendent. So her daughter was like, yeah, Candace, so that means she didn't get in trouble or she ended up getting out of trouble. I said, you wouldn't believe that I used to get in trouble all the time in elementary school before I moved to Tallahassee. And they was like, you, Candace? I was like, I used to go to the principal office just about every week during my second and third grade year. And they was like, Candace, we just don't believe it. I say every time I tell somebody that how bad I used to be when I was younger, they always say, you just so sweet. We just don't believe it. I was like, but I used to go to the principal office.
Often.
Very often. And the last time that I can recall that I went, it was this girl, white girl named Vanessa. And me and Vanessa friends on Facebook and IG. I'm going to inbox her one day and ask her, do she remember? I took Vanessa. That's when kids had to learn how to write in cursive, third grade. And I took Vanessa work. And Vanessa's birthday is a day before mine. True. And we was friends. Mm-hmm. I took her cursive handwriting homework and put my my name on it. But the teacher, she knew, Miss Hickey, and our teacher name was Miss Hickey. She knew that wasn't my handwriting, and it was Vanessa's handwriting. Vanessa was just crying like, oh, Miss Hickey, I turned it in. I'm just sitting over there like, that ain't even happened.
Wow.
But that was me at third grade. And oh my God, y'all, I'm telling you, like, I was terrible. I was so terrible. I killed my children. Now I know what they did, so mess like that. But I did that. I did that. I was something else. But once I got back with my mom, child, please, I wouldn't try. I should have never been trying my grandma, because my auntie was the one that my grandmother wouldn't discipline me. She would, but not like that. So my auntie Nancy, she was the one that always came to my grandma's house and disciplined me when I got in trouble. And it's crazy now, because I did. Every time I got in trouble, I deserved it. Every time. I will admit that. Every time, because I was wrong, and I was just being hard-headed. I was just being a hard-headed kid and stuff like that. But it's funny now, because my aunts and all of them, they look at me and they just like this, like I was telling you how my aunt said she watched the podcast, like this little shy little girl that used to be getting in trouble, and look at you now, and they love me. Like, there go my niece. That's my niece. But I was bad. I really was down. People don't see it, but I was hard-headed. As the H and the E and the double L.
Well, you know, we don't. Everybody have their things, and you done grew out of that. So,
oh yeah, most definitely. Happy. I wouldn't try the system. Now you hear me? I wouldn't try the.
But,
and
know,
I didn't, and I'm try my mom either. Though. Yeah, it
life.
Did.
Yeah,
it really did.
See, and that's the thing, though. I don't even with my children, I don't want to limit the things they have to go through to learn life either. Like, I know I can't do that. I know that it was things that I had to do. It was things that I had to do in order to learn and become aware of certain things, you know, in my surroundings, in my life, and all of that. So I want them to be able to do the same thing. I definitely do, because there's going to be times when I'm not around, and they gotta learn things on their own.
And
so,
like
you know,
we live and we learn.
So yeah, they gotta live and learn. They definitely do. They definitely do.
I think our kids more terrified though of us.
And there's a lot of things, because they are exposed to a lot more, they're just more aware of things, because we didn't have the expose they got. We didn't have that. So being that they got see so much, they know what to say. Okay, well, I can go try this because I know what this is going to do more than what we did. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we went and did something, we literally just had to go learn what was going to happen, what the outcome was going to be. We have social media where a lot of people had already experienced something, and they could tell you what it was that they, what they, how to, you know, what the outcome can be and stuff like that. So, but
it was something. It was something.
It's a deep thing.
We brand new and improved. Live, we learn, and hey, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. And I won't change nothing that I did. I wouldn't change it because it made me who I am now.
Yep. Not for anything in the world that I do it. No. Mm-hmm. But. So that's pretty much our show for today, guys. We just wanted to give y'all a quick hello. Wish you all a good holiday season and continued success in your week. And enjoy your week and enjoy your family for the people who will be with their family. And, you know, again, just continue to be aware of the COVID, because it is real. I read an article today on Florida Weekly that stated that Florida's hospitals are one of the our hospitals are some of the fullest hospitals within the whole country when it comes to the coronavirus. So, you know, everybody try to be aware of what's going on.
Mask up.
Yep. Just be safe.
So, Queen, you got anything other than
what we said earlier? You got anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Y'all just be safe. Enjoy yourselves and, you know, eat good. Open those nice, beautiful gifts that you have, you know. And enjoy. And until, you know, next week, hey, be safe. We love y'all. We live y'all.
We
all that wonderful stuff. And get ready, because we got some things in store. Some good things in store.
We won't speak to y'all for the first day of Kwanzaa, but don't forget that Kwanzaa is December 26th. So y'all get ready to jump on board and do them 7 days. And I'll be dropping them on my page and on Shelby's World Podcast. You'll be seeing some of the Kwanzaa celebration ideas and some of the what each day means. So, you know, get ready for that. Don't stop on the 25th.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Well, I'm doing a whole 12-day fast from December 31st to January the 11th, so I will not be on social media, period, the 31st of this month.
Right.
So when you see me again, it'll be my birthday when you catch me back on social media. But I will have my automatic post thing on, so that's when, if you see something posted, it's probably going to be just one post a day. And that's just something that I post every morning. Yeah, it'll be on automatic post. So, you know, like, but y'all till next week, you know, y'all enjoy y'all holidays. Enjoy your family.
Enjoy your people. We like you. We love you. Peace. Have a good one, Queen. Take it easy, honey.
Bye.
Bye.